The second term of Donald Trump began with a series of sweeping changes ushered in with the stroke of a pen. The 47th president of the United States signed a bounty of executive orders, including nearly 1,600 pardons in connection with the Capitol riots on January 6th, 4 years ago. And he didn't stop there. He declared a national emergency at the border with Mexico. He moved to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement and from the World Health Organization. He signed orders which, he said, would defend women from gender ideology and restore biological truth to the federal government. And he said he would hold former government officials to account for election interference. But the most eye-catching of the orders related to the 1,600 people convicted of the January 6th riots at the Capitol building 4 years ago. Let's hear what the president had to say.
So now the work begins. We won, but now the work begins. We have to bring them home. And, you know, tonight I'm going to be signing on the J6 hostages, pardons, to get them out. And as soon as I leave, I'm going to the Oval Office and we'll be signing pardons for a lot of people, a lot of people.
Donald Trump speaking overnight. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, has been telling me more about that order pardoning the January 6th rioters. I asked him what message Donald Trump was sending to his supporters when he signed that order.
Depends who you talk to, Justin. I mean, for his supporters, this is something which he has been promising them for a long time now, at least a year, probably more like 2 years. He's been calling them hostages. He's been calling them political prisoners. He's had the J6 choir, people who'd been convicted of offences, who'd formed a choir and recorded a song. He used to play that at his rallies. So it was always anticipated that he was going to do something for the people convicted for their part in the attack on the Capitol building on January 6th, 4 years ago. What was not expected was that on day one, he would issue a blanket pardon to every single one of them. And then you've got some of the paramilitary groups, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers. Some of their leaders were in for very long sentences. Enrico Tarrio, 22 years for seditious conspiracy to overthrow the United States government. He's been pardoned. All of these people have either had their sentences commuted in the case of 14 of the paramilitary prisoners, and the rest have had their sentences either pardoned or their court trials, about 300 people, those trials have now been stopped. So that really is the big eye-catching move here. Mm. And a lot of police unions who had backed Trump throughout the election campaign are now having, you know, qualms about what has happened. But I think he's got this one out of the way on day one, and he's got 4 years to worry about any reaction to it.
Another of the big decisions he made last night, Sean, also, I suppose, appealing to his base, was to declare an emergency on the southern border. What powers does that actually give him, and what are his intentions there now?
Well, his intentions are to seal the border and to use additional funds to try and deport people, to use elements of the US military to enforce a containment on the border, and elements of foreign policy to push people back into Mexico and other countries from where they've traveled into the United States. So these kind of emergency powers, they will be challenged in court. There's no doubt about that. They've already had an impact. Indeed, yesterday, when the first of these measures were announced, an app that had been set up by the Biden administration where immigrants could book an appointment with the Border Service to try and make an application to stay in America, about 1,400 slots available every day. All of those appointments were cancelled immediately and no more are being booked. So this has come into force already. The border is being tightened up. And the next step, of course, is going to be deportations.
What else stands out to you, Sean, among the raft of executive orders that Donald Trump signed last night? Plenty to pick from.
The energy emergency is something that's quite eye-catching, I think, again, designed to try and allow the very rapid expansion of drilling for oil and gas and fracking for gas in the United States. Trump has this notion that it will help to reduce the cost of energy in the country, and that in turn may help to reduce prices for ordinary consumers. He'd signed other executive orders directing all the various cabinet secretaries that he's appointing and everybody throughout the public service to clamp down on inflation. Good luck with that one. But he certainly thinks energy policy could be good for America, and he wants to export all of this liquid gold, as he calls it. Again, these are long-standing campaign tropes and memes that he's repeated over and over again. But he thinks America can get richer by exporting energy, oil, fossil fuels around the world. And he specifically singled out Europe here, saying Europe has this huge trade surplus with America. One of the ways that they can try and tighten that up and thereby avoid having tariffs slapped on European companies is to buy oil and gas from the United States. Now, of course, Europe is looking for oil and gas because the supply from Russia has been cut off because of the war in Ukraine. So maybe a deal is there in the making.
He also signed orders exiting the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. One thing he didn't do last night was introduce new tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico, something that he had been talking about.
He has been talking about it. He also indicated a date of February the 1st when tariffs would come in. I think it was at a rate of 25%. But again, we don't have any detail there. Also, Justin, bear in mind, there is a lot of stuff here that has to be worked through to try and see what the details are. I mean, there's one of these memos here is an OECD tax deal, you know, this global tax deal that Ireland has signed up to, the 15%. Trump signed a memorandum there saying this does not apply to the United States government and nobody should take it too seriously here in America. Now, we have to figure out what that means. And that's just one of these 44 orders that he signed yesterday. He's got other things about what? Putting people over fish, stopping radical environmentalism to provide water to Southern California, the TikTok situation, giving 75 days extra time to sort out a deal to try and keep TikTok operating in the United States, but also it would be done as a joint venture. The United States government, Trump's telling of it, stand to gain half of the value of TikTok, which is a very valuable asset indeed. He's also got an order here restoring the death penalty and protecting public safety. He wants to increase the use of the death penalty in the United States. So again, loads and loads of things coming out here very, very rapidly. Not all of them are going to have proper legal effect. Some of them are going to be legally challenged, but some of them are going to get through. And overall, they do signal a direction that this government is now going in under Donald Trump and moving quite rapidly, it has to be said.
In his speech yesterday, Sean, Donald Trump announced a new external revenue agency to examine the tax affairs of US companies which are operating overseas. I mean, that is something, no doubt, that Ireland will have a very keen interest in. Do we know yet what that is likely to mean?
No. Simple answer. No, we don't. I mean, this is, again, one of these blizzard of ideas that are being thrown out there. I think coupled with that memorandum on the OECD tax deal, the 15% rate as it is now in Ireland, which is also a target rate for American tax, that's something to keep quite a close eye on. And I think the Irish authorities and corporate Ireland are going to be keeping quite a keen eye on this.
It's going to be a busy 4 years, Sean.
It certainly is, Justin, and, you know, it's what a start. No wonder he has to hit the ground running. But again, remember, the clock is running on Trump. We think 4 years, he is thinking the next midterm elections, which are in November of next year. So that really doesn't leave them much time. There's not an awful lot of time to nail down a legacy for Donald Trump, because in 2 years' time, he will be that proverbial lame duck president. And so he really has to hit the ground running and get as much as he can done. Oh, and by the way, he's going to be partying as well, despite all his moaning about the Democrats stealing elections on him last time. He says there is an upside to this, because over the next couple of years, there's several big events going to be taking place in America. The FIFA World Cup, the Olympics in Los Angeles, which he promises will be rebuilt better than ever. And of course, the daddy of them all, the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, which is happening next year. And Donald Trump aims to be the president presiding over all of those huge events.
That was our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, speaking to us a short time ago.